And by marrying society, we inevitably come to play the power game that put an end to our natural heritage. And the main prerogative to take care of the young is to accept being old. And the house to host our worldly pleasures to be precarious, while the house to host our overall hardship ought to be rather immortal. And already by setting our spiritual aim, the road won't be straight, but full of good and bad surprises. And we can only truly relate to the good intention of individuals, as the good intention of organizations may always be linked to bad intentions in order to keep established. And the advent of an imperialistic power has been followed by the advent of a moralistic kind of imperialism. And supernatural will become not by letting automation do our natural job, but by fully embracing it. And who hides behind the power figures are the weak, who cannot find power within themselves. And paradoxically, the modern education that specializes fail to educate, meaning to broaden up a person outside its narrow environment. And power fails in the production of meanings, and it is here that the poor meaning creator has to intervene. And mercy goes beyond the power and cannot be brought back to it through regulating it. And our exposure to the universal forces will keep on cycling, and as long as we cycle, we'll be fine. And the perversion arises in the impossibility for the bourgeois to realize his natural dream. And any bright place requires a place in the shadow, and vice versa. And it is only a stroke of providence that can temper the ambitious prospects of our youth. And there is nothing more grey than conformism from which our natural instinct wants to rebel from. And the biggest personal violence is to manage to keep someone away from what he thinks he wishes to love. And even if we become successful in one domain, we will want to become successful in the bigger next domain. And who is incontaminated paradoxically cannot access the incontaminated supplies provided by society. And the socially established critic is a true manipulator, in the sense that he relies on one establishment to criticize the other. And we should not prize what is self-standing, but what was made self-standing without anything to stand for it. And it is the continuous discontent of many that make it impossible for all to be fully content. And society has provided anyone the possibility to become lords of mere facades without inner content. And without any incrimination, ourself alone can turn injustice into justice. and even in slavery we'll be able to optimize our time and space to feel fully free. And we need to be virtuous in order to be able to assess virtue. And only with a supreme consciousness a lion could perform to be a lion in a non-lion environment. And the effort of being pleasant is most defeating for those committed to mystify their existences. And capitalism feeds on the hope of the new naives turned rotten. And the place of conception is the optimal place where to grow a concept, yet tis well maybe the human soul. And divorcing from a dream put us at peace into an actual nightmare, neglecting that dream. And we ought to be able to accept that even if we can take care of the germination of our seeds, we will be never able to enjoy its fruits. And even if we are able to maintain our status, anyone will be able to surpass it. And not only precarious should be the materials we adopt to host our existence, but also the very method. And by not being able to step out from all the fussing, mediated societies become neurotics. And all that we can simply do by nature is simply the path we shall keep on following. And only by understanding the nature of the media governing us, we can understand how it alters us. And we certainly have to deal with complexity, but not to the point that we have it against our own nature. And chaos going against order will generate an even stronger order that will eventually result in a bigger chaos. And while at home we might have more possibilities of expression, it is away from home that the content gets more interesting. And under a tyranny we shall at least to ourselves ponder clearly all the arguments of our disagreement. And we certainly cannot apply love and respect to a nature under regimental control. And in the stormy chaos, the oasis of order ought to be fenceless. And unless we turn pervert, we can communicate all our love, but no single whisper will come in return. And at last, what is most difficult is to keep neutral among two opposing forces. And by allowing a set of things, we implicitly limit many others. And empires can only succeed by keeping up to imperialize even what it is anti-imperialistic. And while we ought to learn to deal with complexity, we also ought to learn to break deals with those who are not willing to deal with it. and all the unjust the just people receive is the justice of the unjust. And our dissident act is to agree to comply to the rules without ever playing the game. And the sons will inevitably destroy what their fathers have cemented. And in all the greedy stepping over of the collectiveness, the one solution is to go offline. And we may in fact have good intentions, but it is the boat on which we are riding that is the actual evil problem. And just by renouncing to the social glory, we create a permanent social trauma. And our well-being is directly connected to the care we provide to our own nature without so much of an assistance. And even though we might get unwillingly at war with the place, we have to make sure we still have access to it. And ambitious folk loses their richness by trying to conquest the poorness in the extreme ends of their empires. And it is always most painful to go back to what we have cut ourselves from. And freedom is where any voice is allowed as long as it doesn't predominate on another. And being part of a civilization has merely become to get access to the right protection for the technological contamination.